Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin and his wife, Christine.
So, we're a surgical center because of UPMC and Allegheny Health Network and Highmark, and thousands of folks rely on blood. We didn't learn this until we were with this Vitalant group, right? Mm-hmm. I had no idea that there's blood is bought and sold on the market, Larry. It's crazy.
Vitalant is the old, they used to have
the blood bank.
And it was, Central Blood Bank.
Yep, yep.
Everybody knew Central Blood Bank.
Yep, yep.
But the challenges after COVID apparently have changed the dynamic.
It's hard to wrap your arms around, but there's a dramatic shortage. George Martinez with American Red Cross. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm well. Thank you.
It's fascinating when you drill down the numbers. Folks take blood for granted. Do they not, sir? They don't know how difficult it is to get blood, right?
Absolutely. And actually, here's a startling statistic for you. Every 2 seconds in America, somebody needs a blood product. So the need is great. And yes, people can at times take that for granted, for sure.
And also what's happened, because you probably heard me talking about Vital and how blood is bought and sold in the marketplace because it's so critically short. This was exacerbated, wasn't it, George, during COVID for some crazy reason?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we're starting to rebound now. We're starting to see that. But certainly that didn't help. And, being able to congregate, in large numbers, obviously threw a wrinkle in the works. And as you know, collecting blood is highly regulated. So there's all sorts of rules. But we do see it coming back now. Obviously we're very, very excited about that. And but to the point that you made earlier, there's always a need. And, it ebbs and wanes as to sometimes our shelves are more full and other times we get a little bit concerned. So the need is constant, and blood supply does have a lifespan too on the shelf, so it does expire after a certain amount of time. So the need to donate is absolutely constant.
So to try to dispel some of the reasons people might not give, Tell me why. First of all, how do you feel after you do it, and how long does it take?
Nice.
So actually, the number one reason we learned that people do not donate blood is because they're not asked. So maybe if I can just make the appeal now, please give blood. And, obviously we'd love for you to give to the Red Cross, but as long as you donate, doesn't matter what blood bank, because it benefits, the whole community. But that's number one, I think. Well, we know. I guess there's folks that are medically deferred as well, but you wouldn't know that until you get tested. So there are some medical deferments, but the number that I know exists, and it's about just under 35% of folks that can donate blood, that are eligible, they are eligible to donate blood. Out of that 35%, I think it's somewhere between 3-5% that actually do.
Oh.
And again, it's just, they're not asked. So
how long does it take, though, to her point, and how does it actually happen?
So there's a couple of different. So if you just donate whole blood, which, you know, is what most people know, you go in, you know, they take a pint of blood. That takes about 30, 40 minutes. Actually, the donation itself, actually collecting the blood, takes no more than 20 minutes. It's typically half that time. But from start to finish, you'd be out of there in an hour. And then there's some other things we do, like platelet collection. It's a little bit, it takes a little bit longer, where they take your blood and then take out some of the products that they need and then put some of the blood back. And I'm not going to go into all the specifics, especially since I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But that one takes a little bit longer. And then after you donate, if you donate whole blood, you can do it after, you can donate again after 56 days with the blood platelets, a little bit less than that.
So. How close are we? This is George Martinez with the American Red Cross. To what we're talking about with the shortage, how close are we, George, to synthetic blood? Because I know it's in development.
I don't want to misspeak, and I don't know where we are on that. I don't think it's coming anytime soon from my understanding, but I certainly do not want to misspeak on that.
That's my point. It's just really far off. And
sure.
It's become such a situation that sometimes as a crisis, you have to give things away to get people to give blood. Like, you're offering free haircuts if people donate blood, right? Right?
We do have promotions that we do in order to have folks come in. Actually, there was something that was widely popular. We had no idea. It was the Snoopy T-shirt that we did, Joe Cool, about a year and a half ago. And it was so popular that all of our drives were full because people wanted that T-shirt. So we always do promotions. Sometimes it's an Amazon gift card, you know, whatever that is, just because we do have to keep, you know, that blood supply going. And in the summer, it wanes a little bit. If you think about colleges and high schools, obviously not being in session, because we do some pretty good blood collection there. Actually, we had one at Duquesne University yesterday.
Nice.
So we have to make up for that because that, you know, blood, again, is still needed. Every 2 seconds, a blood product is needed nationally.
I think it's amazing what he just said, Larry, that only 3% of the people that are even eligible give the blood. I haven't in, I'd say, 20 years. And I can't now, but I think it's something we take for granted, right, Larry? And I don't think we should.
Especially here, as you pointed out, in this town, where we're a medical center.
You're right.
And that there's a need maybe more than a lot of other places because of that.
Right, George?
Yeah, it's really something to think about if you haven't done it yet.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. And getting the word out is step number one, and we're doing that. And very grateful for you having me on and letting us share a story a little bit.
No, it's important. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, George.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
George Martinez with the Red Cross here in Pittsburgh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.